Senate will come to order. Will all senators indicate their presence by voting? Will the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 19 members present. Senator Sumner is excused from a call.
Our chaplain today is again Pastor J.R. Matthews of the First Baptist Church.
Dear Lord, for being great God you are, we give you our thanks at this time. Father, for the God who created us and friends who have confidence in us and opportunities of life that lie before us, we give thanks. Guide each of and all of us in all that we seek to do this day, and continue to be merciful and patient with us, we ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Certification of the previous day's journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 138th legislative day and Senate supplement number 48.
Senator Coletta. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Introduction of guests. Messages from the governor.
Message of May 27, dear Mr. President. I have signed the following bill and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 227. An act regulating the procedure on applications for permits for the use of the state's air, land, or water resources, Chapter 60. I support this approach to the coordination of applications for state permits, although several departments have expressed some reservations about the final version of this bill. For example, the Department of Natural Resources has questioned the appropriateness of applying this procedure to proprietary permits, that is, permits issued by the state as owner of the resources to be used. The Department of Highways is concerned about resultant delays and consistency with federal requirements and time schedules. The Department of Environmental Conservation is concerned that implementation of this system may be delayed because of inadequacy of funding. However, I feel confident that we can resolve these and other technical problems during the interim, and if necessary, submit corrective amendments next year. Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. I have signed the following bill and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing, Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 208, Amended Senate, Child Custody Jurisdiction, Chapter 61. Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. Those are the messages from the governor this morning.
Messages from the House. Senator Coletta. Senator, stand at ease. Length of time, sir.
I just don't think it's take over 15
minutes. Senator Ziegler. Senator Orsini, did you wish the floor? To the call of the chair, approximately 15 minutes. Let's try to keep it to that if we can. Would the secretary continue with the orders of the day?
Under messages from the House has concurred in the Senate amendment to House Bill 192, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 192 Finance, Supplemental Appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for repurchase of certain oil and gas leases in Kachemak Bay. The House has concurred in the Senate amendment to CSHB 2 amended, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 2 Resources amended Senate, authorizing state land to be made available as home sites. The House has concurred in the Senate amendment to HCR 66, adopting House Concurrent Resolution 66, amended Senate, withdrawal from Social Security. The House has concurred in the Senate amendment, thus adopting Committee Substitute for House Bill 1 Finance, amended Senate, termination, continuation, or reestablishment of certain boards and commissions and establishing a procedure for evaluation of agency programs and activities. The House has concurred in the Senate amendments, thus adopting Committee Substitute for House Bill 78, amended Senate, special appropriation to the Department of Education for construction at the Seward Skills Center. The House has passed sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 13, special appropriation to the University of Alaska to provide personnel and materials to operate a research facility for the study of surplus heat utilization at Fort Wainwright. This has been sent to enrolling. The House has receded from its amendment to Senate Bill 317, amended, thus adopting Senate Bill 317, amended state income tax and returning. This has been sent to enrolling. The House has failed to concur in the Senate amendment to Committee Substitute for House Bill 147, amended, namely, Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 147, Labor Management, amended Senate, public contracts, construction of public projects, and request the Senate to recede. In the event the Senate does not recede, the Speaker has appointed the following members to a conference committee to meet with the like committee from the Senate: Representative Rudd, Chairman; Representative Anderson; Representative Rode.
What number is
that? House Bill 147.
Huh, I don't have that.
You should have it as your aides.
No.
Have that
for the next kind of these, that wasn't copied because
giving the village the right of approval and review.
Yeah, I don't seem to, just don't seem to have the standard ease. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Right, Anderson Road. Got in the back here.
Senate will come to order. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate receive from its amendment to the Committee Substitute for House Bill 147, amended to request the body to vote no.
Is there any discussion or debate? The question is, shall the Senate recede from its amendments as indicated by Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 147, Labor and Management, as amended by the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the Secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 1 yea, 17 nays.
And so the Senate has failed to recede from its amendments. I'll appoint a conference committee consisting of Senator Huber, Chairman, Orsini, and Rhodes members.
The House is...
Senator Ray. Clerk will proceed.
Was that a conference committee or a free conference?
Conference.
The House has passed Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 48, Securities Registration, with the following amendment. on page 2, line 1, change 35 to 25, and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate should refer a House amendment to May 7th to the Senate Bill 48. Mr. President, the only change was the number of subscribers that proposed with maybe solicited funds. Didn't do any drastic damage to the administration bill. The original had asked for 25. Senate Judiciary.
Is there any further discussion or debate?
35 to 27. I don't have any objections. You know, that's one of those things that you have to list. 25.
Any further discussion or debate? The question is, shall the Senate concur with the House amendments as indicated by committee substitute to Senate Bill 48 as amended by the House? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Senate will come to order. There's supposed to be no communications, passing of notes, or talking during roll call. Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the secretary take the roll?
It all shows 17 yeas, 2 nays, 1 excused.
And so the Senate has concurred with the House amendments as indicated by committee substitute for Senate Bill 48 as amended by the House.
The House has concurred in the Senate amendment to committee substitute for House Bill 234 amended, thus adopting Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 234 resources, special appropriation for Workers Steering Council for Alaska Lands. The House has passed the following on the air return. Senate concurrent resolution 1 amended, development and presentation of proposals for zero-based budgeting. Senate joint resolution 25, increased state and federal support for the Interior Fisheries Program at the U of A Fairbanks. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 15, authorization of corporate action without a meeting of the Board of Directors. Senate Bill 361 amended, subpoenas, notice, and hearings under AS 28. Senate Bill 364, motor vehicle code definitions. These have been sent to enrolling. The House has passed Senate Bill 130, bidding on highway projects valued at less than $20,000, with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 130 amended, House, Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, and returning for consideration.
Senator Coletta. Is there any discussion or debate? The question is, shall the Senate concur in House amendments as indicated by House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 130 as amended by the House? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any Senator Croft, you didn't write. Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 excused.
And so the Senate has concurred with the House amendment as indicated by House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 130 as amended by the House. Senator Coletta. Neither do I, sir. I assume that under the circumstances it'll have to take the normal 90 days to go into effect.
The House has passed Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 134, Paperwork Requirements of State Government, with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 134, and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur on the House amendment to Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 134, and yield the floor to Senator Clark.
Senator Croft?
The House added a termination date of July 1, 1979. I think that's a good idea.
Is there any object, is...
Point of order?
State your point of order, sir.
Point of order, it's a point of inquiry, it's final passage of the room, I would think.
Yeah, yes, there will be, sir. The question is, shall, well, we're going to call the roll, although there's some argument here as to exactly the reason why, but we will call the roll. The question is, shall the Senate concur with the House amendments as indicated by House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 134? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the Secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 19 yeas, one excused.
And so the Senate has concurred with the House amendments as indicated by House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 134.
The House has passed Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 149 amended, tax on motor fuel for watercraft, with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 149 amended House and transmitted for consideration.
Senator Coletto.
Mr. President, I move the Senate concur on the House amendments to Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 149 amended and request the body to vote no. Senator Tillian.
Senator Tillian. State your point of order.
I think it's convenient for us to do so, but I don't think anyone should really yield.
I think you're correct.
I would
suggest that the majority or the floor leader merely state that Senator Tillian is available for comment or something of that nature instead of otherwise one member can yield to another member and the chair no longer has control of the debate. Senator Tillian.
Legally, you're absolutely correct. So there's no way one member can yield to another. I would hope we would turn down this motor fuel tax. The House did see fit to remove the exemption, but they didn't have any increase. We're looking at only about $500,000 increase. We're just not going to get our harbor project at this vote.
Is there any discussion or debate? The question is, shall the Senate concur with the House amendments as indicated by House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 149 as amended in the House? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the Secretary take the roll?
The roll shows one yea, 18 nays, one excused.
And so the Senate has failed to concur with the House amendments. Would the Secretary so notify the House and notify them that I am, in the event that they do not recede from their amendments, inform them that I'm appointing a conference committee consisting of Senator Tillian as chairman, members Senators Ferguson and Holman. Senator Coletto. The Senate will stand at ease. The Senate will come back to order. Senator Ferguson. We've had problems about whether or not the removal of a person discharges a committee or whether or not there is a, we can do that. Unless a Senate objects, we can do it in that I was in error when I appointed Senator Ferguson to that committee. I'd like to correct that error and appoint Senator Ray to the committee instead of Senator Ferguson. But
just strike the record entirely.
Well, I'd rather say that it was an error than I'm correcting the error unless the House objects to it, or the Senate objects to it. Does the Senate object to the correction of that error? If not, Senator Ray will be shown as being on the Motor Fuel Tax Conference Committee, and Senator Ferguson as not being on that committee. Would the Secretary proceed with the orders today?
The House has passed Senate Bill 226, Terms of Members of Regional School Boards, with the following amendment. House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 226, Second Rules Relating to Schools, transmitting for consideration.
Senator Coletta. Is there any discussion or debate?
Mr. President.
Senator Hackney.
Senate Bill 226, when it left the Senate, had to do with terms of regional school boards. I came back to the House, the bill was very substantive in the title, and incorporating substantially a bill that has been in the past committee, Senate Bill 304, to our world apart, Mr. President. Purely procedurally, I would certainly view this as pulling the bill out of the Senate HESS committee. I would urge that the members not do that, that we vote not to confer.
Sir Ray.
I can sympathize with the chairman of the HESS committee, but there is a similarity between.
Is there any further discussion or debate, Senator Hackney?
I can only respectfully disagree with Senator Bruno. I feel that it was a deep point in that bill. Binding arbitration by any other name was out of state. And that's exactly what this does, binding arbitration provision.
Senator Rohde. Senator Huber. Is there any further, Senator Tillion?
I support Senator Hackney in this. It is slightly different, all right. The other one just requires your local government to shop between the eyes. This one gives them the choice of being hung.
Great. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, that's not accurate at all. And I'm going to change this. The bill that we have before us provides for election in the case of binding arbitration, Mr. President. Nothing could be fairer than to have the local people vote on whether they want binding arbitration. The Senate has time and time again
underscored his support for local control, and the binding arbitration bill reflects that idea, Mr. President, that local people have a choice in this matter, and I think it's very desirable.
I'd like to Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I would respond to the original bill. And I think we're discussing the merits of the legislation and really what's before us is the procedural activity that is taking place. And even though I am one of the original sponsors of the amendment, the procedural activity is not complete.
Question.
Senator Croft.
Mr. President, as a practical matter, aren't we voting on whether or not we're going to have this bill this year or not? And this is the real question, whether or not the 10 people in the Senate that sponsored the bill originally really want the bill or not.
Could I ask one question? This has an election as by the local people as to whether or not they want binding arbitration. And also, if they do choose binding arbitration, they can at any time hold an election and undo the process. Is that correct, or am I an error on that?
There's one error, if I might, Mr. President. You don't have a choice. They either go binding arbitration or get the future choice described. They don't have a choice to say they don't want to.
Senator Croft.
President, I think most people feel that the people have the right to strike right now.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, we should make no mistake. When we vote on this bill, we're voting on binding arbitration. We can talk about procedure and a lot of other things, but the real question before us is the question of binding arbitration. And we shouldn't try and fool the public by saying, oh, this is a mere procedural vote. It's not, Mr. President. It's a vote on an issue of substance and an issue of importance to my constituents and all of Alaskans, and I hope the members of the Senate will bear that in mind.
Well, but I am correct that this is a matter of completely of local option, though. Is that correct?
You are correct, yes.
Senator Hackney?
Mr. President, this may be a question of local option. It's a question of local option mandated by a bill passed by this legislature. Mr. President, we should do that. Or once the hold an election, that's one thing. Mr. President, if we make a school board hold an election, it's an entirely different ballgame.
Senator Tillian?
It's that off-held joke about, you know, do you still beat your wife, answer yes or no. While it is a local election, it sets it up with two very unpleasant choices, and you choose one of the two. And I don't call that a free election by any means.
Senator Ray?
Mr. President, the unpleasantness or the pleasantness is denied the oldest.
Senator Huber?
Well, Mr. President, in our infinite wisdom or otherwise, we gave the local governments collective bargaining. Mr. President, now, simply in this bill, we're determining whether we will say that they'll have an election to straighten out the mess that they have, or whether teachers can strike or can't strike now, or whether there will be binding arbitration if they can't strike. Well, certainly, it's not a procedural matter. It came from the other house, even though there is something like it here. But certainly, there is nothing about an election in the bill that I am the co-sponsor. If there had been, I wouldn't have taken all the heat that I've taken from the school board people back home from being the co-sponsor. And I can still back that way. This bill is highly watered down, but it's probably the best thing that we could possibly do, allow the people locally to choose. And this, you know, the argument that they can't, they get the choice to choose now, they don't have. They have nothing before them. We bring it before them by giving them the power to do it.
Senator Ziegler. Senator will stand at ease. The Senate will come back to order. Is there any further discussion on the matter of concurrence on Senate Bill 226? Is there any further discussion or debate?
Question.
The question is, shall The Senate concur in House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 226, shall the Senate concur with the amendments of the House as indicated by House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 226, second. Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 10 yeas, 9 nays, 1 excused.
And so the Senate has failed to concur. I believe you're correct. Senate will stand at ease. The Senate will come back to order.
Can we move it out?
For the adoption of an amendment, it's a majority of those present. Therefore, the Senate has concurred with the House amendments. Senator Ferguson? My recollection is that the only change we made there was that there had to be a roll call vote, and not that we changed the number necessary. But if you, we will stand at ease while we look at the rules, sir. And I suggest that you.
Mr. President, before you do that, I'd just like to point out that if you rule the other way, then this is subject to reconsideration. If it's on final passage, then that's going to get us into a big mess. I think we've already resolved that question. This is an amendment, not final passage.
As I recall, from the discussions of the rules at the time that we were adopting them, and when in the Rules Committee, the only intentional change that we were making was that that a vote definitely be recorded at this stage, and not that we change the number of votes required. But we will stand at ease, and any member who may has the rule handy may come to the podium and we'll discuss it. The Senate will come back to order. After conferring with rules chairman and others, it's a matter of concurrence with an amendment, and a simple majority carries in that event. Senator Ferguson? First, sir, I'll have to announce the action, my determination that we have adopted the House amendments as indicated by House concurrent, by House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 226, second rules. Now, Senator Ferguson, if you wish to make a motion.
We rescind our action in adopting Senate Bill 226.
Under the usual procedures, we would have two motions. The first would be the motion to rescind. If that had a majority, then we would be back in third reading, or not in third reading, but as we were before, with a second vote then again on concurrence or non-concurrence. Senator Ray?
I would object, sir, and move that consent to the recess.
Is there any objection?
Very good idea.
Is there any objection to a recess until 1:30? Senator Sackett?
Prior to recess, would I just make an announcement?
Yes, sir. Senator Croft?
Assuming that the House members are available, will attempt to have a meeting of the pre-conference committee on House Bill 89 at 12 o'clock in the Senate Finance Room.
Any further announcements?
House Bill 89. House Bill 89.
Senator Cotulla?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd ask through the President, the Rules they'd find that the governor then, under the law and the Constitution, can line item intent and not the subject. Or if you had $100,000 with an intent subsequently, then line item the intent, leave the money. That's the question, I think.
I honestly
might well know.
Mr. President?
Well, the rules chairman can look at that, or
I honestly don't know, but I can find out.
Are there any further announcements of committee meetings, free conference meetings, or otherwise? Senator Ferguson? We've never gotten to it yet. If you wish to withdraw the motion to recess, which has priority, I think, over a motion to advance to committee reports, why we could give one committee free conference powers that's been requested. The motion before us is to recess until 1:30. Senator Croft.
President, I'm going to ask now to send the revert to the report of the conference committee on Senate Bill
150. Mr. President, the
conference. Without objection.
Mr. Sorted. President, the conference committee on committee substitute for Senate Bill 150 and House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill 150, supplemental appropriation to the Department of Education, request powers of free conference, signed Chancellor Croft, Chairman.
Point of inquiry, Mr. President.
Senator Ray.
The motion on the floor, the only thing that takes precedence is the recess motion, leave or adjournment motion.
What was the motion on the?
Rescinding action.
The rescinding action.
So
correct, you're correct, sir.
Replace my motion to recess at 1:30.
You're correct, sir. Unless, do you wish to withdraw your rescinding motion, sir?
I do.
Without objection, the rescinding motion is withdrawn. And we will take Senator Cross. We will, without objection, revert to the report of the conference committee on Senate Bill 150. Is there any objection? Hearing none, is so ordered. Would the secretary again read the report of the conference committee on Senate Bill 150?
Mr. President, the conference committee on committee substitute for Senate Bill 150 and HCS-CSSB 150, appropriations Department of Education, requests powers of free conference, signed Chancellor Croft, Chairman.
I hereby grant that conference committee the powers of free conference. Senator Ferguson.
I move that we rescind our action to adopt the Senate Bill 216 amended by the House.
Is there any objection? Senator Hackney. The motion would be returned at 1:30. The motion to rescind would be before us. Are any further announcements, though? Hearing no announcements or objection, we will recess until 1:30. The Senate will come back to order. Stuff mixed up here now.
Senator Ferguson's rescinding action.
Yeah, 226. 226. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you?
Oh. Isn't that 226?
We have before us whether or not to concur in Senate Bill 226, second. There was a motion by Senator Ferguson to rescind. Is there any discussion as to where we stand in our procedurally? Senator Ferguson?
I'd ask to my rescinding on
Are you through, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Senator Orsini? Well, I have no reason to recess. I'd like to go through the bills, but if you want to caucus, we'll call. How long do you expect, sir?
Maybe a while.
Senator Ferguson, did you move that your notice to rescind be held to the bottom of the calendar, or did you just merely make a request? Now, if you want to have any action, that'll take. You're moving it.
Yes.
Well, there has been a request for a caucus. Do you yield, Senator Orsini? Do you yield? Then recognize Senator Ray's motion to or ask for unanimous consent to move the concurrence on Senate Bill 226 to the bottom of the calendar. Is there any objection? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Senator Orsini. Is there any objection? Well, standard courtesy. The Senate will come back to order. Would the Secretary read the last order of business?
A motion pending. The last motion was for a Republican caucus, but before that, Senator Ferguson moved that the 226 be moved to the bottom of the calendar. Senator Ray asked unanimous consent.
That Senate Bill 226 be moved to the bottom of the calendar. Senator Ray asked unanimous consent. Is there any objection? Hear no objection. The matters concerning Senate Bill. Senator Ray? Senate, come back to order. Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, the matters concerning the reading of, what is it, 226 is put at the bottom of the calendar.
Message of May 27. The House has passed Senate Bill 274, amended, taking of oil and gas royalty in kind, with the following amendment: House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 274, amended House, and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendment to Senate Bill 274.
Senator Poland.
Mr. President, there were only minor changes made and an amendment to that the Senate Resources Committee had discussed was added, so I find the bill is very acceptable.
Is there any further discussion or debate? The question is, shall the House amendments, as indicated by House Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 274, amended in the House, pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the Secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 19 yeas.
And so House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 274, amended by the House, has passed the Senate.
The House has passed Senate Bill 295, construction of public works by the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, with the following amendments. You want me to read them? They're on everybody's desk.
I'd entertain a motion to waive the reading of the amendments. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move that the amendment that we waive the reading of the amendment.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered. Senator
and
Coletta?
And transmitting for consideration.
Excuse me. Go ahead, Madam Secretary. I was
just going to add, and transmitting Senate Bill 295, amended House, for consideration.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 295,
Is there any discussion or debate? Senator Croft?
I'm curious why we should vote no, as I understand it, the amendment to tighten up the bill.
Senator Coletta? Senator Ferguson?
Mr. President, may we have a brief meeting, please?
Senator, stand at ease. Senator, we'll come back to order. Senator Ferguson? Or Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move an act of amendment to consent that I be allowed to withdraw my previous motion.
Without objection, so ordered. Is there any discussion or debate on the bill?
Question.
The question is, Senator Orsini.
The body should be aware that there's a conflict in the version of 147 passed by the House.
Yeah. Is there any further discussion or debate?
Question.
The question is, shall the Senate concur with the House amendments to Senate Bill 295 as amended by the House? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change their vote? Would the secretary take the roll?
Yeas, one nay.
And so the Senate has concurred in the House amendments to Senate Bill 295 as amended by the House.
The House has passed the following, and they are transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 384 by the Finance Committee, an act relating to severance pay and retirement for state employees whose jobs are abolished as a result of the creation of the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities and providing for an effective date.
Refer that to Finance.
House Bill Number 461 by Representative Anderson, an act extending the term of the Bristol Bay Regional Development Council and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs. Matt, excuse me, Senator Curtula.
Because of the late date,
make it go directly to rules. Madam Secretary, I thought we had a message on Senate Bill 75, motor vehicle title.
We do, sir. I haven't come to that yet.
I see. I had it in a different order than you did, apparently. Okay. Next order of business.
The House has adopted the report of the Free Conference Committee considering committee substitute for House Bill 423 and committee substitute for House Bill 423 amended Senate, thus adopting Free Conference Committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 423. The Speaker has extended the powers of Free Conference to the Second Conference Committee considering House committee substitute for Senate Bill 150 and committee substitute for Senate Bill 150, Appropriation and Department of Education. The House members on the Free Conference Committee are Representative Duncan Chairman, Representative Bradley, Representative Akers. The President gave Free Conference powers to the Senate members this morning. The House has adopted Senate Bill 75 amended, motor vehicle title transfer penalties, with the following amendment. House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 75 amended, House motor vehicle title transfer penalties and speed limits, and transferring for consideration.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 75 and request the body to vote no.
Is there any discussion or debate?
Question.
The question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments as indicated by House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 75 as amended by the House? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the secretary take the roll?
Senator The roll shows 19 nays, one absent.
So the Senate has failed to concur. Would the Secretary so advise the House? I'll appoint a conference committee consisting of Senators Huber as chairman, Willis and Bradley as members. Senator... And 423, what is the status, Madam Secretary, of 423?
We haven't come to special committee reports yet.
Very good.
The House has failed to recede from its amendment to committee substitute for Senate Bill 149, amended tax on motor fuel for watercraft, namely House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 149, amended House. The Speaker has appointed a conference committee with the following members to consider the above bills. Representative Duncan, Chairman. Representative Freeman. Representative Akers. Our conference committee was appointed this morning.
Yes,
that's all the messages from the House.
Standing committee reports. Excuse me, Senator Poland. Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come back to order.
We have a House message left over from yesterday. The House has passed Senate Bill 116, Employment Security, with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 116, Unemployment Insurance and Transmitting for Consideration.
President.
Senator Curtula.
I'd ask to be held over to the bottom of the calendar and say position that following Senator Ferguson's motion.
That was 226, 118. All right. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered.
Understanding committee reports. The Finance Committee had House Concurrent Resolution 58 approving the disposal to Alaska Pipeline Company of royalty gas taken in kind, and a majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring. Senators Butrovich, Orsini, Tillian, Mielen, and Holman. 58 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Finance Committee had House Concurrent Resolution number 74, and a majority of the committee reports it back without recommendation. Senator Sackett signed do pass, signing the majority report, Senators Holman, Mielen, Tillian, and Orsini. 74 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Resources Committee had Committee Substitute for House Concurrent Resolution number 67, Development of Comprehensive State Energy Policy under consideration, and recommends it be replaced with a Senate Committee Substitute with a new fiscal note and do pass. The report was signed by Senator Poland, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Huber, Butrovich, Mielen, Croft, and Tillian. Senator Coletta signed do pass, Resources Substitute. There is no further referral of 67.
Rules.
Rather, there is a further referral to Finance.
Okay.
The State Affairs Committee had House Concurrent Resolution number 76, requesting the governor to name the North Slope Hall Road the Dalton Highway, and reports it back as follows. Senator Curtula, co-chairman, signed do pass. Senators Willis and Ray signed no recommendation. 76 has no further referral.
Rules.
The State Affairs Committee had House Concurrent Resolution number 79, cost analysis of keeping the Capitol in Juneau under consideration, and reports it back as follows. Senator Willis, co-chairman, and Senator Bradley signed do pass. Senator Curtula signed no recommendation. 79 has a further referral to Finance. The Finance Committee had Committee Substitute for House Bill 121, Special Appropriation to the Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission under consideration, and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate Committee Substitute with a new title, and a majority do pass. The report was signed by Senator Sackett, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Mielen, Orsini, and Tillian. Senator Holman and Senator Butrovich signed no recommendation. 121 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Finance Committee had House Bill 163, supplemental appropriation to the Department of Military Affairs under consideration and recommends it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute and a majority do pass. The report was signed by Senator Sackett, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Homan, Buttrevich, Tillian, and Meeland. Senator Orsini signed no recommendation. 163 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Finance Committee had Committee Substitute House Bill 168 making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Administration under consideration and recommends it be replaced with a Senate Committee Substitute and do pass. The report was signed by Senator Sackett, Chairman. Concurring, Senators Homan, Meeland, Tillian, and Orsini. 168 has no further referral.
Rules. Senate will stand at ease. Next order of business.
Finance Committee has had Committee Substitute for House Bill 351, creating the School of Justice, amending Sections 4 and 5 of Rule 2 of Part 1 of the Alaska Bar Rules of Court, under consideration and reports it back as follows. Senator Sackett, Chairman, and Senators Homan, Buttrevich, Meeland, Orsini signed no recommendation. Senator Tillian signed do not pass. Senator Cross signed do pass. 351 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Finance Committee had House Bill 455, compensation for state employees under consideration and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Sackett, Chairman. Concurring, Senators Homan, Buttrevich, Tillian, Orsini, and Meeland. 455 has no further referral.
Rules.
The State Affairs Committee had Committee Substitute for House Bill 477 amended, sale of state land, under consideration and reports it back without recommendation. The report was signed by Senator Curtula, co-chairman, and concurred in by Senators Willis and Huber. 477 has a further referral to resources. The Finance Committee had Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 487 amended, establishing a board of retirement benefits within the legislative branch of state government under consideration and recommends it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute and reports it back as follows. Senator Sackett, Chairman, signed do pass. Senators Orsini and Tillian signed do pass. Senators Homan, Buttrevich, and Meeland signed no recommendation. 487 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Finance Committee had Committee Substitute for House Bill 508 amended, supplemental appropriation to the Department of Administration, salary and benefit increases under consideration and recommends it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute with a new title and reports it back as follows. Senator Sackett, Chairman, signed do pass. Senators Orsini and Tillian signed do pass if amended. Senators Homan, Buttrevich, and Meeland signed no recommendation. 508 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Rules Committee had House Bill 47, creation of a utility corridor for extension of Alaska Railroad, House Bill 48 amended, special appropriation through the Department of Highways for the Alaska Railroad, Committee Substitute for House Bill 72, creation of historical districts, Committee Substitute for House Bill 167, supplemental appropriation to the Department of Law, Committee Substitute for House Bill 329 amended, residential fuel, Committee Substitute for House Bill 343, teacher retirement, House Bill 407 amended, emergency medical services, and House Bill 438, supplemental appropriation to the State Investment Advisory Commission under consideration and recommends they be placed on a supplemental calendar on Saturday. The reports were signed by Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Coletta and Rader. These do appear in a supplemental calendar today. That's all the standing committee reports.
Special committee reports.
The conference committee with May 28, Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, this is a pre-conference committee, has had committee substitute for House Bill 423 and committee substitute for House Bill 423 amended Senate, destruction of oil and gas facilities under consideration. Recommends that free conference committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 423 be adopted. Signed by Senator Huber, Senator Bradley, Senator Rohde, Representative Gardner, Representative Rudd, Representative Lyason.
Senator Huber.
President, I move
concurrence. You ask unanimous consent. Well, never mind. You have the floor, sir.
I move concurrence. Mr. President, the difference in the bill is the destruction of signs that moved around the front end of the bill, and under trespassing, being on the land,
the question is, shall pre-conference committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill number 423 pass the Senate? Is there any further discussion? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 18 yeas.
And so free conference committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill number 423 has passed the Senate.
Messages of May 28 from Senators Huber. The conference committee, which has had Senate Bill 75 amended House and Senate Bill 75 under consideration, requests powers of free conference.
I hereby grant them powers of free conference.
Again, from Senator Huber, the conference committee, which has had Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 147 L&M and committee substitute for House Bill 147, requests powers of free conference.
I hereby grant them powers of free conference.
Message from Senator Croft, the conference committee, which has had Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 89 and committee substitute for House Bill 89 Finance, State Aid for School Construction, under consideration, requests powers of free conference.
I hereby grant the powers of free conference. Senator Ray.
Free Conference Committee on Senate Bill and House Bill 317, the House has received some amendments, so I would ask to discharge them.
Would the secretary make the notation and that the committee was discharged? Thank you, sir.
The free conference committee, which has had the budget, recommends that free conference committee substitute for Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 52 do pass.
Senator Sackett. Question is before us, Senator Sackett. The Madam Secretary, can I see the report, please, a copy of it?
It has two letters of
two letters of intent. There are two letters of intent that should be adopted under the recent rulings of the Attorney General, which should be adopted prior to the adoption of the bill. Without objection, the motion to adopt the free conference committee substitute for House Bill 52 is withdrawn. Senator Sackett. There is objection. Just so everybody may be advised, the letters of intent are quite lengthy. I suppose a total of six single-spaced typewritten pages, roughly. Senate will stand at ease. The Honorable John Rader, Senate President, from the Honorable Hugh Malone, Speaker of the House, dated May 27th, 1977, and the letter addressed to Senate President from Speaker Malone and Speaker Malone from Mr. Cowper, dated May 28, 1977. of the letters of intent. There is a motion to adopt those letters of intent as the letters of intent of the Senate. Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Senator Sackett. Is there any discussion or debate? The question is, shall the Senate adopt the Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill number 52? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the Secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 19 yeas, one absent.
And so the Senate has adopted the Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill number 52.
There not are no other special committee reports.
Brings us to introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no resolutions this morning.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 370. By Senators Curtula and Coletta, an act granting a tax credit under the Alaska net income tax and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
That is the only bill.
Brings us to our daily calendar.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 67, amended, an act by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the Uniform Land Sales Practices Act. The State Affairs Committee had this bill under consideration and reports it back without recommendation. The report was signed by Senator Curtula, co-chairman. No, Senator Curtula signed, do pass. Senators Willis and Huber signed, no recommendation. The Finance Committee had this bill under consideration and reports it back as follows. Senator Holman, Chairman, and Senator Ziegler signed no recommendation. Senators Tillian and Rohde signed, do pass. The Finance Committee had this bill again. You're right, that was Judiciary. The Finance Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends, the majority recommends, do pass. The report was signed by Senator Sackett, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Holman, Mielen, Croft, and Buttrovich. Senator Orsini signed no recommendation. The Rules Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute and do pass and be placed on the calendar. The report was signed by Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Coletta and Holman.
Senator Ziegler? Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill number 67 by the Rules Committee, an act relating to land and providing for an effective date. There is an amendment number one.
Madam Chairman, I don't have a copy of that. The rules. Committee substitute. Do you have a rules committee? Excuse me, Senator Racer, what did you say? I am unable to tell from the bill before me. Senator Ziegler? Would you identify it for me, sir? It says committee substitute for House Bill number 67, amended, but then it says by the Judiciary Committee.
It's missing from the backup.
Oh, here we go. It's I have one now which says by the Rules Committee, but I did not before. Do other members have the proper bill in front of them?
I do not.
Can the Sergeant of Arms supply Senator Curtula, or perhaps you can share Senator Rohde's?
You should have page two of the
This will be fine to go.
Do all members now have the Rules Committee substitute bill in front of them? We will proceed. We have before us Amendment Number 1.
Amendment Number 1 by Senator Orsini on page 8, line 29. Add the following. Section 16. The provisions of Section 9 of this Act expires on July 1, 1978.
Yes, would the Secretary read the amendment again?
At the very end of the bill on page 8, line 29, this would be at the end of the bill. It would be section 16, adding a new section. The provisions of section 9 of this Act expires on July 1, 1978.
Senator
Orsini.
You have the floor, sir. Is there any further discussion on Amendment Number 1 by Senator Orsini? Senator Poland. Any further discussion on Amendment Number 1?
All right.
Senator Curtula.
The amendment also, you could probably tinker in the courts for a full year and affect everybody.
Any further discussion or debate on Amendment Number 1? Would so many as favor the adoption of Amendment Number 1 say aye?
Aye.
Those opposed say nay?
No.
The nays have it, and Amendment Number 1 has failed. Do we have any further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 67, an act relating to land and providing for an effective date.
Is there any discussion or debate? The question is, shall Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 67 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 16 yeas, 3 nays, 1 absent.
And so Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 67 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it is so ordered. And so, Senate Bill 67 Senate bill, Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill Number 67 with an effective date has passed the Senate.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 137, Judiciary, amended by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to civil penalties for discharges of oil. The Resources Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute and reports it back as follows. Senator Poland, Chairman, and Senator Croft signed do pass. Senators Buttrevich, Mielen, and Huber signed no recommendation. The Rules Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends that it be replaced with Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 137 Rules and do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Holman and Coletta.
Senator Ziegler.
I move the adoption of the Senate Rules Committee substitute. The Senate Committee substitute and Committee substitute for House Bill Number 137.
Senator Ray. Senator Coletta. Senate will stand at ease. The Senate will come back to order. Senator Ziegler. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Do we have the motion for the adoption of any particular committee substitute? Senator Poland? You have the floor, Senator. Is there any objection? Hearing none, is so ordered. The Resources Committee substitute has been adopted.
Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill Number 137 by the Resources Committee, an act relating to civil penalties for discharges of oil. Amendment number one.
May I have a copy of the amendment, Madam? Okay.
By Senator Coletta. On pages 2, 3, and 5, on page 2, lines 26 through 29, through page 3, lines 1 and 2, delete subsection B2.
Okay.
On page 3, line 3, amend line 3 to read, for discharge of oil which?
Would the Secretary read that in context?
Page 3, line 3 then would say, for discharges of oil which are caused. I guess he's deleting of less than 100,000 gallons. Is that right?
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, that amendment just changes three in parentheses
to
two.
Oh, you just renumbered the paragraph.
It's on page 3.
I see. It's just renumber. Instead of saying renumber accordingly.
Three, two in parentheses four.
All right. I am assuming that the first portion of your amendment was adopted, you're merely renumbering the following paragraph. Is that right? Do all senators understand that to be the case? It's just a renumbering, is what he's saying.
How long has
about three, four more. It changes the word mitigating in four places.
You don't have copy of it.
I don't believe that they've been distributed, but we might try it here. If it just changes one word in.
Okay, on page 5, on lines 5, 7, 10, and 12, change unusual to mitigating. Page 5, lines 5, 7, 10, and 12.
5, 7, 7, 10, 12. Change the word unusual to mitigating. Circumstance, unusual circumstance. Do all members have the amendment clear? Senator Croft, were you seeking the floor, sir?
I'm just curious. On page 2 and at the top of page 3, all of section 2 is eliminated?
I believe that is the amendment. Is that correct, Senator Coletta? You're completely deleting that subsection. I think he was just renumbering the paragraph. Senator Coletta, you have the floor, sir.
Mr. President, I move the adoption of the amendment.
You have the floor, sir.
Mr. President, although it seems very confusing, it really is not. What's being deleted is the formula sector, and this compromise language was arrived at with the meeting with the Attorney General. And the other principles that NetGrid support for the legislation. And basically what it does by eliminating subparagraph 2 is that it multiplies any amount of oil spill by 5 times. And then the balance of the amendments were just to change the word unusual to mitigating circumstances, which seems to be a great deal of confusion.
Is there a discussion, Senator Cotullo?
What would be your definition of what you would designate as a second definition of mitigating?
Senator Ray?
Less severe or harder.
Is there any further discussion on Amendment Number 1 by Senator Coletta? Senator Croft?
I object.
You have the floor, sir. Does anybody wish to speak on the amendment? Senator Tillion?
Yes, I think there's been a slight mistake. According to the Attorney General, 100,000 should be out there. It should apply to all. Can we stand at ease?
We can. Stand at ease. The Senate will come back to order. Senator Coletta. Senator will come to order. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, there was an omission on the amendment, and it now needs the additional language to be removed.
Proceed, sir.
Mr. President, it's on page 3, line 3, and it deletes the words of less than 100,000 gallons.
That will be, without objection, that will be taken as a part of your amendment number 1,
yes,
as a correction to it. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered. Is there a discussion or debate?
Question.
The question is, would so many as favor the adoption of amendment number 1 say aye?
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it, and so amendment number 1 is adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta. Is there any objection? The Senate will stand at ease. Back to order. Even though we're under a call, is there any objection to reverting to reports from special committees, communications from reports from special committees? Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, we will revert to Communications from standing committees. Madam Chairman?
May 28, Mr. President. The
Secretary?
The Conference Committee, which has had Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 149 amended, and House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 149 amended House, tax on motor fuels for watercraft, under consideration, requests powers of free conference. Signed, Senator Tillian.
I hereby grant that committee powers of free conference. Do we have any other?
We have some letters from the governor.
Would you proceed to, without objection, we'll revert to messages from the governor.
Messages of May 28th. Dear Mr. President, I have signed the following bills and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 203, Employment of Non-Residents by the State and its Municipalities, is Chapter 62. Free Conference Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 204, Children's Laws and Related Judicial Proceedings, Chapter 63. Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 315, Alaska Industrial Development Authority Act, Chapter 64. Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 403, Juno Indemnification, Chapter 65. Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 117, Legislative Appropriation Process, Chapter 66. Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 27 amended, New Capital Site Planning Commission, Chapter 67. Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor.
Senator Ray, we will proceed with the orders of the day. We have before us, in second reading, 137. With the Secretary, third reading. The motion to advance was made, and the call was placed. There was objection. Is there objection to the advancement motion on 137 from second to third reading? Hearing no objection. Now on third reading.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 137, amended Senate, an act relating to civil penalties for discharges of oil.
Is there any debate? The question is, shall Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 137 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the Secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 19 yeas.
And so Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 137 has passed the Senate. There was a request that this bill be transmitted to the House as rapidly as possible. That could only do that, of course, if no member intends to give a motion of a notice of reconsideration or otherwise. Senator Tillian? Is there any objection? Hear no objection, it's so ordered.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 137, amended Senate, an act relating to civil penalties for discharges of oil.
Is there any discussion or debate?
Question.
The question is, shall Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 137 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the Secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 19 yeas, one nay.
And so Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 137 has passed the Senate. Would the Secretary, as rapidly as possible, transmit that to the House?
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 254 by the State Affairs Committee, an act relating to matters of public information. The Judiciary Committee had this bill under consideration and reports it back as follows. Senator Holman, Chairman, and Senator Rohde signed do pass. Senators Coletta, Ziegler, and Tillian signed no recommendation. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta. I've already recognized Senators. You wish to yield, Senator Rohde.
Thanks, Senator. I believe there is an amendment on the Secretary's desk.
There are. Well, I think this Secretary.
The amendment has been taking long.
Yeah.
For
I think the Secretary was just reading the bill for the first time, was she not?
No.
No? All right. Senate will stand at ease. The Senate will come back to order. The Senate will come to order.
Amendment number one by Senator Rohde on page one, line 12, after information, insert, under AS 0925110 and AS 0925120. On page 1, line 16 and 18, delete and renumber subsection D to C.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move amendment number 1.
You have the floor, sir.
Mr. President, this amendment does answer the question that was raised the first time we had this bill on the floor. What is public information? The amendment refers two sections which define public information and also point out several exceptions. And the exceptions, I believe, are the important thing because we're dealing it. The amendment does ensure that tax information is confidential as well as vital statistics and adoption information, juvenile records, public health information related to individual medical records, and records which are confidential by federal law, federal regulations. The amendment was drafted in conjunction with Dan Hickey, the state prosecutor, who was interested in this topic when it was brought to the Senate Judiciary Committee. I invest in his consent.
Could I ask you a question, sir? Would this mean that the memorandums between justices of a state Supreme Court prior to their decision-making process are open to public scrutiny? Senator Orsini, I don't know.
Mr. President, I object to the question. Even this bill, as I recall, went back to the committee in the first place. There was a question that I raised about the confidentiality of police probing. I did contact Public Safety Committee and said that the three substitutes in the House bill was satisfactory in their view in that regard. The Senator Rohde amendment.
Senator Rohde?
Sure, Mr. President. I have not contacted or talked to anybody about public safety, but I have talked with the Attorney General's office on the matter. I believe the interests of the two departments would be exactly the same, and this amendment was drafted in conjunction with the Attorney General's office. I have not
Senator Hackney.
President,
the secretary read the amendment again?
Page 1, line 12, after information insert under AS0925110 and AS0925120. And in line 16 and 18, delete section C and renumber that next subsection accordingly.
Senator Croft.
President, I understand the answer to your question is that this doesn't change the existing definition of what is public records or not. It simply adds the penalty that if somebody or provides that somebody cannot refuse to disclose those. Your question would have to be addressed under 110 or 120. In any event, I imagine that the court would interpret it to preclude the fact that they would have to
vote. Any further discussion? Any further discussion on amendment number one? Would so many as favor the adoption of amendment number one say aye?
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Amendment number one is adopted. We have before us amendment number two.
Amendment number two by Senator Ray. On page one, line 12, delete matters which are.
Senator Ray, you have the floor, sir. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Amendment number two is adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the rule be suspended and then substitute for House Bill 254 amended to Senate because the House could not serve and make the final pass.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 254, amended Senate, an act relating to matters of public information.
Is there any discussion or debate? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill number 254 as amended pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 19 yeas.
And so committee substitute for House Bill number 254 has passed the Senate. Senator Cotulla. To make a motion, sir.
I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 116 be held at the bottom of the supplemental calendar, first supplemental calendar, providing, of course, the supplemental is wrong.
Senator Ray.
We have something at the bottom of the calendar now.
226 is also at the bottom of the calendar.
I make the same motion for Senate Bill 226, Senator Ferguson.
You wished 226 to be first or last, before or after? three.
Four.
Is there any objection to the motion? This will be contingent upon the adoption of the supplemental calendar. Your motion. Is there any objection to the Senator Cotulla's motion? Hearing none, it's so ordered. Was there a request for a caucus at this time, sir?
Which to adopt the supplemental calendar first?
Senator Ziegler? Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered. Senator Cotulla?
President, I move you now and ask unanimous consent to recess to call the chair for the purpose of that very question.
Now, sir, could you give us an approximate time on that?
45 minutes.
We will stand in recess for approximately 45 minutes to the call of the chair.